mouthwash everywhere she went. As a matter of fact, those are the qualities that aided her in protecting her position. It is much easier to excuse an action of an overly aggressive person when it is portrayed that their behaviors are work-related to achieve a business-related objective. On her way to work, she would squeeze the steering wheel in her car so hard that her knuckles would turn white. She had such a horrible hate and rage inside of her. She was itching for a reason to potentially lose it totally and justify the violence she daydreamed about so frequently. She weighed around 200 pounds and was around 5'8" in height. She was single and had no plan or intention for romance. She struggled with her own identity. She didn't understand why men wouldn't look at her attractively. She would sometimes just stare at men and imagine bashing their brains in with an aluminum baseball bat. It was the only time she would smile, outside of when she was fully intoxicated. She had no real friends outside of work, and those weren't exactly real. She would pressure her subordinates into meeting her at the local bars after work to satisfy her social and chemical needs. This occurred especially on Thursday nights. She loosened up and felt relaxed once she had a few very hard drinks. Jack Daniels is one of her favorites, but she liked virtually all of the hard stuff. If a subordinate of hers refused her invitation, there would be hell to pay. She only forced those to meet her who she could trust. Only a select few of her subordinates knew she was a hardcore alcoholic. One of the receptionists under Tina was named Judy. Judy didn't like meeting Tina after work on Thursdays because it was getting old. Judy knew if she wanted a survivable work environment, she was going to have to. The only thing that was holding Tina together was the alcohol and the forced friendships she had total control of. They weren't actual friendships at all, because behind Tina's back, her subordinates really despised her. Tina believed that people would eventually like her, even though she was a complete control freak. Sometimes, Judy would make faces at Tina when she wasn't looking. Her evolutionary psychological makeup consisted of a dysfunctional childhood. Her father abused her mother. She witnessed some of this, and at times, was even part of the abuse. This sordid past planted the initial seed of hate she felt towards the male species. This story starts on a Thursday afternoon in the middle of August. The setting is in southwestern Michigan in a little town called Niles. It was a Thursday afternoon and Judy had called in sick. Tina wasn't sure what she was going to do. Some of her coworkers haven't seen her trashed, and she didn't want the word to get out about her alcoholism. Tina worked at a small, health-related facility. The other two secretaries under her were not trustworthy yet enough for them to see her drunk. She started bringing an aluminum baseball bat to work ever since the end of July. There was this one guard at work she really hated. She lived in a quiet little apartment, but sometimes she couldn't handle the silence. She was taught by one of her childhood therapists that it is okay to scream, yell, and hit, as long as it's a pillow. The only problem with that is that all of her pillows are now ripped to shreds. She has several holes in her apartment walls from slamming the baseball bat into them. The apartment manager has no idea, and she isn't about to show anyone what she's done. Tina sat at her desk staring at the clock. The second hand on the clock seemed to go by so incredibly slow. She felt so much anger inside. Other people could start to see her temple pulsate with each heartbeat. Even though she rarely slept, she was so high-strung, she never fell asleep on the job. She had a flask inside of her purse area. She excused herself to use the restroom to take a quick swig. A man named Bob had a desk not too far from her. She momentarily stopped while standing behind him. She threw a right cross